I've always carried music from Louisiana with me wherever I've gone.
When Gwen Tompkins moved back to New Orleans recently, she decided to put her reporting skills and love of Louisiana music together in a project that became Music Inside Out, where the notion is to
look behind the songs at the artists themselves and the other standard bearers, for lack of a better term, of Louisiana musical culture, and see who they are and what they care about. I wanted to give artists and others who have worked in music an opportunity to talk for themselves about themselves. Oftentimes when you listen to the radio or you watch television and you see artists interviewed, oftentimes the focus is on what are you doing now? What's your next gig? What's your next album? Tell us about that. And that's all good information. But in a way, it's not enough because people aren't what they're doing tomorrow. They're what they did yesterday and what they're doing today. And I wanted to make sure that folks here had an opportunity to talk about where they come from and why they've made the choices that they've made in their lives. And who else is important to them in their lives and in their careers? Somebody's gonna tell you, baby, not to ever come back no more. Said I know. I think I know. Baby, how you classify? We don't only interview musicians. In fact, we broaden our focus to talk to people who have in some way spent their lives in music. So that would include people who write songs, for instance, but who may not perform them, or people who have run studios, music studios, or engineers, or bookers, or bouncers, you know, because that's part of the entire scene.
Music Inside Out debuts on WWNO July 26th. And about a third of the 16-program first season is already complete.
We've talked to David Torganowski. We spent a wonderful afternoon with Deacon John. We have talked with Giovanna Joseph, who was the founder of Opera Creole and a heck of a James Brown fan. We've talked to Irma Thomas, to Don Vappi, the traditional jazz banjoist and bass player. And we've got RSVPs coming in. Yeah, you classify. I'm so glad that I know not reason tells me there's been like classified. Louisiana culture does not happen in a vacuum. People who have created our musical culture and who sustain it have been listening to music and stories and ideas from around the world since the very beginning. And so they've figured out a way to harmonize what they have learned elsewhere with what they know to be true in their own experience here. And they've created something that we can all enjoy and that we can all claim as our own heritage.
Gwen Tompkins and a talented creative team bring you Music Inside Out on 89.9 WWNO, Thursday afternoons at 1, Saturdays at noon, starting Thursday, July 26th. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.